Good morning, Wednesday morning, and every Wednesday morning, I'm chatting with Kimberly Eckert of Eckert Psychology and Education Center. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Mike.
Nice to have you here. We started a great topic last month to help out our children, 9 ways to care for your kids' mental health during the pandemic, and we're going to continue through that list.
That's right. Well, we know that to take care of our children's mental health, we must first take care of our own, and that's tip number 3. It really is the airplane rule, Mike, is that we have to put our own oxygen mask before we can help our children with theirs. Meeting your own emotional needs will allow you to support your kids. And I really want to encourage you to take time to process your own feelings that you're having during this difficult time. Talk to others, get support, reach out for counseling, depending on, again, the degree of challenge that you're facing. Remember that our kids are resilient, but they do take their cues from us. And so how we're responding and coping will make a big difference in our kids' lives. Tip number 4, this is a huge one. We really need to make space to validate our children's feelings. Parents need to carve out a time where they can slow down and be with their child each day just to check in to see how they're feeling. Families can talk about healthy ways to express feelings and encourage their kids to open up instead of bottling up their feelings. Kids really need to feel seen and heard. And what I want to really emphasize is that our kids are grieving. No different than us as well. And as they're riding those waves of grief that come and go, especially as they face disappointments like birthdays, graduations, summer camps, time with that treasured best friend, when those expectations once again are not met.
Yeah, we've with our youngest, he's had a few little blow-ups here and there, but we allow him to kind of vent his feelings and say it's okay to be upset.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we need to do for our kids and for ourselves.
Indeed. I like that. Mom and Dad, we got to take care of ourselves as well. Kimberly says so. Kimberly Eckert from Eckert Psychology and Education Center, of course, available to help you out with her team. Best way to contact you, Kimberly?
They can go to our website at eckertcenter.com and click the Contact Us button. Of course, they can still do old-fashioned 403-230-2959. And again, we are open as an essential service to support families during the pandemic. We can provide both in-person and online support. And it's gift certificate time, Mike.
Yes, every week a chance for a free consultation at Eckert Psychology and Education Center, 276-8888. Kimberly, you can pick caller number
4.
Caller number 4 today, 403-276-8888. Again, information, contact info at eckertcenter.com, and we'll check in with Kimberly again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Mike.